butterflies are symbols of immense hope. They are not fragile things which are going to batter themselves and fall apart. They are immensely strong and able creatures. This staggering will to survive, you know, they've already survived, you know, right through a winter, mostly as a caterpillar. They are life's greatest survivors, and in terms of character, they are immensely strong-willed creatures, and they do always bring messages of hope, and the current increase of the silverwash fritillary is one such message of hope. 75% of our butterflies are in decline. The silverwash fritillary is deliberately bucking that trend. It is, as you say, on the march, and is colonising woods left, right and centre, and expanding its range quite dramatically. We had them on National Trust land at West Runton Heath, which is way what's on the northeast Norfolk coast, really, isn't it? Now, that was staggering size, but that is a big butterfly. So there's always some good news. And another thing about butterflies is that no 2 days butterflying are ever alike. You can revisit the same place day after day, year after year, but it will always take you into new journeys, into new experiences. And no 2 butterfly summers are similar. They're all utterly unique. I'm sure you find that is one of the most wonderful things about them. I feel it's all building up iteratively towards some crescendo, which fortunately we haven't yet reached. And do you feel the same?
I mean, one of the wonderful things about butterflies is that there's 59 species in Britain, and they're an incredibly accessible thing for someone who knows nothing about nature to get into. I was amazed when I went out butterflying with friends of mine who had previously never expressed any interest or even noticed a butterfly, and this was me sort of coming out as a butterfly lover and saying, come along with me and come and see some butterflies. And within 2 trips, they knew all sorts of things about butterflies. So they're incredibly easy to get into, and yet, just as you say, Matthew, for even the biggest experts in butterflies, they're constantly surprising us, and there's so much we don't know. As you say, no 2 days are the same, and you can go back to your favourite haunts. I mean, I love sort of this idea of dropping in on your favourite haunt for a particular butterfly every year, seeing how they're getting on. And there'll always be something new to see and something new to discover. And there's so many layers in which you can dig down into the miracles of a butterfly's life cycle or the complexities of its conservation. Or one thing I've sort of neglected in my love of butterflies so far is caterpillars. And caterpillars in themselves, we tend to think of them as greedy sort of worms, don't we? But they have incredible lives and personalities and triumphs against all odds of their own. And so that's a tremendous pleasure, isn't it, in butterflying. I just wanted to ask you quickly, Matthew, one thing that scientists are very uncomfortable with when talking about Lepidoptera and butterflies is the personalities of different butterflies. And I know you can over-anthropomorphise things, but I'm a firm believer in different butterflies having different personalities, whether it's the silver-spotted skipper being the sort of cutest butterfly with its kind of teddy bear face, or the gatekeeper being the friendliest butterfly. But I wondered what sort of butterfly personalities you'd observed in your lifetime of following them.
I can understand why scientists are so fascinated by them, because the more you learn about butterflies, the more you learn there is to be learned about them. They are so complex. They can exploit so many different niches, actually. So I understand that. And yes, of course, we do anthropomorphise about these things terribly, for the very good reason that they are incredibly strong characters. The silverwash fritillary is the tigger, the happiness butterfly. The gatekeeper, as you so rightly say, is a gentleman who leaps to greet you by the woodland gate. And then there's big differences really in behaviour between the males and the females. The females on the whole are rather shy and retiring, although having said that, I have been beaten up by a purple empress and that hurt, physically I mean. And whereas the males are territorial, sex obsessed, very much so, because let's face it, be honest, being a butterfly is not exactly entirely about sex, but it is all about reproduction, it being the mature reproductive stage of a complex metamorphosis. But yeah, no, they are immense characters. So